It is time for another car chat, and our classic car chat with Al being brought to you as always by JDR Seeds. And this time around, we're going to visit with Scott Seawick. Scott, welcome to our car chat program.
Morning, Al.
And as we visit with Scott out right in front of the station, he brought his classic car to the station so I could have a look at it. And I was really glad that we just came in from kind of showed it off to me a little bit. It is a 1963 Chevy Impala Coupe. Beautiful car, Scott.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about it. And it's my color, by the way. It's a beautiful, bright red.
Well, everybody asked me why 63. I was born in 1963. Those cars were kind of the cars that were running around when I was a kid in high school. So kind of always wanted one. Took me a couple of years to find the one that I purchased. Bought it down in southern Iowa. And the car actually came out of the Georgia plant. So it's a pretty clean car, not a lot of rust on it. I believe that the paint on it is original. So it's an air conditioning car, which is kind of unusual for 1963. It's got a 327 in it with four barrel. The block is actually original to the car. Took the casting numbers and stuff off of it. It is an SS, so it's a two-door coupe, like Al says. It's got an automatic transmission in it, but at some point I have bought a 409 Chevy engine for it, and I'm going to actually turn it back into a four-speed car.
So you've got some renovations planned here in the future for
it. It'll take me a little while.
It starts with
I'm going to put a rear end in it, and then the rear end, if I'm going to put rear end on it, I'm putting disc brakes on it, and one thing kind of leads to another. So, but going to try and do some of it this winter and see how far I get with it.
Right, you bet. But in the meantime, you can have a lot of fun driving it here in the summer season and that kind of thing. Yeah, because you really don't want to tear it apart in the summer, because then you can't drive it. takes away the fun.
Yep, I enjoy driving them. We try to go to a lot of cruise-ins. Britt has a cruise-in on Wednesday nights, three Wednesday nights in the summertime, and we try to make it over there. A&W has a cruise-in over in Emmicksburg that we try to make. Founders Day, I know, is going to have a car show. Mm-hmm. And then we've got one actually scheduled for September 19th that I'm trying to get rounded up. We're going to have that right up downtown in Algona.
So. Right. That's kind of in the works. I've been hearing about that. We're supposed to have one in September in Algona on the 19th of September.
Yeah, that's one I'm kind of putting together myself. So
yeah, we hope that all falls together. That'd be a great show.
Yeah, Mojo Productions over in Britt is helping us with it, so... Don't have any idea how many cars we're going to get, but we're gonna see how it goes, and maybe, you know, we start this year and we can build from this year on it.
So now your 63 Impala, does it have the original Powerglide transmission in it then?
No, it has a 350 turbo hydromatic in it now. Mm-hmm. I don't know what ever happened to the Powerglide transmission, but Powerglide transmissions were kind of a... they weren't the best transmission in the world, so a lot of guys switched them.
No, I don't blame them. I had a 62. My very first car was a 62 Impala. It had a 283 V8 in it and a Powerglide, and I know why people would take them out. I really do. I remember that transmission. It was not, you only had the two speeds, so that's part of the problem with them. Well, that is really a cool car, and like I say, the color is red. It's the right color and everything, so truly a beautiful, beautiful car. And you said you searched quite a while to find the car that you wanted.
Yeah, I wasn't so particular on necessarily the motor, but I'm a plumbing and heating contractor, so I like air conditioning. I wanted a car that had air conditioning in it because most of the cars back in the 60s had black interior. So in the summertime, they're warm.
You bet.
So I kind of enjoy the air conditioning in the car.
Yeah, and that is a little bit hard to find when you're looking at cars out of the 1960s especially. Well, you got a real gem there. Thanks for showing it off for us.
Yep, I appreciate it.
Again, Scott Seawick with us on this classic car chat with Al. Again, spotlighting his 1963 Chevy Impala SS. Beautiful car. Time around, our classic car chat has been brought to you by JDR Seeds.